Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Today, this is Deep Talk on Health. Say little and mean much. Go real deep. Words that we use all the time, that topically make sense, that you nod your head to, that you understand. But as the decades go by, if things are going as they should, the words mean more and more and more. This is show 111. I've broadcast now over 2 years. It's in the third year. I'm always talking about Rolf, Ida Rolf, Wilhelm Reich, the rule of four. Different concepts that I try to give to you. And then if you're grasping it, if you're functionally applying some of these concepts, your perception of health is changing into something more dynamic. Today I'm going to make another claim, and it's a claim that the future will bear true. It's a claim that the past has already borne true, but I think the general public has overlooked it because it's running a little deeper than the amount of energy we want to give it, so we're overlooking its essential profoundness. I'm going to make a statement that health is when you peel your muscle off your bones. Yes, you. You sitting there in the audience today with your symptom, with your chronic ache and pain, with your disease, your diagnosis, that which may be leaving you out of a job, leaving you feeling betrayed, leaving you miserable, living psychologically defunct perhaps, diagnoses, pharmaceutical drugs, so on and so forth. I'm going to say something to you, that your health is found as you peel your muscle off your bone. Now that, of course, topically is nonsense, is it not? Who would ever make a claim like that? And yet, if you put a couple of pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together, and if you know anything about this show and the theme of it, it's health is a puzzle that you have to piece together for you, and that whoever you call your doctor, your counselor, your health therapist, the person that you share your ache and pain with, they have to look at it, as do you, like a jigsaw puzzle. One of the drivers, one of the fundamental concepts I want to lend to you today, deepen your understanding of, is health, your cure. Your body's ability to assimilate a cure is found when you can peel your muscles off your bones. The last 150 years of science has offered us from time to time these insights, and yet we've lost them. We've grasped them, and we've lost them. First man was Freud, Sigmund Freud. So let's go back 115, 120 years ago. Before even 1900, Freud practiced as a neurologist in Vienna. In Europe, you didn't go to a psychoanalyst or a psychologist back then. The notion that emotion could cause disease. Now, no one would argue that today. Today, we're sophisticated. We've got more insight. We've evolved a bit. No one would argue that at the root of much disease is emotion. Anxieties, paranoias, all sorts of intense emotional pains, guilts, shames, angers, fears, worries. No one would argue that at the root of many a symptom, at the root of much disease, is unabated negative emotion. Well, in 1850, 1860, 1870, the highest universities, the highest academic amalgams of knowledge in the world, from Europe to Russia to the United States, nobody talked about that. It really wasn't until much, much later, even in America, that anybody talked of that. You couldn't say, doctor, my cancer at the root has a psycho-emotional base. You couldn't say my back pain at the root has a psycho-emotional base. And yet there was Sigmund Freud in the late 1800s, at the turn of the century, who found a female whose hand was paralyzed. She couldn't use her arm. This story would soon become the beginning of modern-day psychoanalysis. This young woman could not use her arm. And Freud, as a neurologist, was puzzled because they couldn't pin it on anything that they knew or understood at the time. They didn't actually think the woman fell into any diagnostic category. She didn't have a stroke. She didn't have an infection. There was nothing they could pin it on. And Freud, like all great genius, had his moment of inspiration and followed it and didn't let his profession and all the limitations of society quell his curiosity. He followed his gut into a dialogue, an increasingly exploratory dialogue, a language with the woman, as casual as any conversation, but with intention. And sure enough, Freud saw this woman heal her paralysis through nothing more than talk. Talk. Mere talk. And Freud asked himself why, and that was the birth of modern-day psychoanalysis. Freud went on to study the psyche and the tensions in the body that come from the mind, and laid down some of the most foundational, still surviving, still sustaining us in our understanding of human behavior today, the stages. The oral stage, the anal stage, the Oedipal stage, the post-Oedipal stage. The concept that when the sperm meets the egg and the embryo begins to grow, that once it's born, its attachment to the mother's breast, its attachment through its childhood potty training, its evolution from the mouth to the anus as it connects to its sphincters, as it learns to control them and to gratify itself through them, all funneling then to that phase that all parents remember, where that baby looks into its mother's eyes, and that mother looks into its baby's eyes, and that baby looks into its father's eyes, and that father looks into its baby's eyes, and the three feel bliss, united bliss, in the glory of God. And Freud was saying, if that's correctly evolved from the time the sperm meets the egg, if that's correctly evolved, you've given your child the foundations of health. Only required then one more step, the point at which the child has to go into the post-Oedipal stage. But Freud is laying this down at the turn of the century into the 1920s. This is, to some people, heresy. This is nonsense. This is absurd. Freud is a neurologist. Freud is a medical doctor from the highest centers of learning in Europe. And yet this is what he's saying. This is his passion, and he will stick by it. That post-Oedipal stage, the one remaining stage where the child then at some point begins to break away from the parents as it forms a healthy ego, developed and founded upon all that love, in those particular stages. At one point, the child breaks away and begins to evolve off on its own to find out who it is after it's been given this wonderful foundation. That, in a nutshell, was Freudian theory. And all the different behavioral mayhems, from schizophrenia to obsessive compulsive disorders, to manic depression, to ADD, to bipolar, to sociopathic, all of them, all the different definitions of aberration of behavior that psychology would lay down, that psychiatry would lay down, sat on the back of basic Freudian theory. This show is not about Freud. This show is not so much about the psyche. This show is about you. If you have a symptom, if you have a disease, if you have something chronic that you can't get away from, that you can't get rid of, the perspective here is that there's some psyche trapped in you that you may be aware of or not aware of, and yet you don't know how to get to it. Well, psychology, evolving at its time, created a format for this, and we're all familiar with it today, of course. You walk in, you sit down, whether you're talking to a psychiatrist who's a medical doctor or a psychologist who's not a medical doctor, but they take their doctorate or master's degree in some form of counseling. Either way, you do the chit-chat. And whether that psychologist or psychiatrist is looking at you and you're looking at them, or they're looking out the window and you're sitting on a couch, whether you finish the session or series of sessions better or not, whether you're given drugs in the interim and then taken off them, or whether you're told you'll need these drugs for the rest of your life, this was in the realm of what began with Freud. And yet no one would argue it could certainly relate to your disease. Of course, you don't go to a psychologist and you don't go to a medical doctor and say, you know, my cancer is in my head, and therefore, can you help me? You see, you don't say that. It's an interesting parody. It's a quandrum. It's a dilemma for us all, because kicking back at the bar with a beer or over Christmas dinner, we would all agree that emotions cause disease. But what does that mean functionally? It doesn't mean functionally that if you've got a disease, if you've got a chronic symptom, that you talk to a psychologist or a psychiatrist about how their analysis is going to cure that problem. You see, we can't make that leap, and yet, on the other side, we're sure often that psyche contributes much to our problem. There's a dilemma. There's dilemma number one for us. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're not new to the show, please, I hope you're on the website. I've got a bunch of pictures here that you can see and go along with as I lay out the story today. That website, straighttalk.cc, straighttalk.cc, two T's, and then .cc, not .com. Get on the website. Look at the pictures. Follow the show with the pictures. We can learn so much more. So here's Freud, ultimately locked into the mind, locked, because he wouldn't go outside the mind. It took his protege, another man, and this is really where this story begins today. It's where the show begins. It begins with Reich, Wilhelm Reich. If you're looking at the website, you can see some of Reich's pictures. Picture number 20, number 21, number 22, number 23. Pictures of Wilhelm Reich. Just go into the radio reference section and click the radio literature section. That's a tab at the top. You'll see radio literature. And just press that on today's show, and you'll see the pictures. Picture 20, 21. Pictures of Wilhelm Reich, the infamous Reich. Reich is a psychiatrist. He's on scholarship to the University of Vienna, the medical school there. He's young, brilliant, charismatic, and he understands Freud very deeply. And yet, you'll make yourself very happy if you go to picture number 9 on the website. That's picture number 13. Picture number 13 on the website. If you go to picture number 13 on the website, you're going to read about Reich's development in a nutshell. So Reich is the protege of Freud. Freud is making a claim that if we really carry it logically, is so important to you, the listener, today. Freud is saying that the very birth of psychoanalysis was an organic disease.